Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. From The Express, Angela Levin, author of Harry, a 2018 biography of the Duke of Sussex, says Harry has become an airy-fairy do-gooder while living in Los Angeles. Miss Levin wrote in The Telegraph, "He seems to have discarded his life as an action man to become an airy-fairy do-gooder. It is so out of character for him to lecture us on how to live our lives. Don't take flights, have fewer children, be aware that unconscious bias can lead to racism. Last year, he was even moved to wonder out loud, what if every single one of us was a raindrop?" Her disappointment in Harry is that he could have been in the UK sharing a positive message. Instead, he has tucked his family away in the multi-million dollar mansion in California, making himself look out of touch. The couple's endless announcements about clinching one money-raising deal after another. Before the Spotify contract, there was the eye-watering deal with Netflix, which could net the Sussex's new production company hundreds of millions, could even be seen as insensitive at a time when hundreds of thousands of livelihoods were lost. She speculates on the rumored request for a time extension to Megxit. "He may miss his family and all the privileges that entails. He may be keen to reconnect with the charities he once supported and regain his honorary military titles. Or perhaps he just realizes that royalty is forever, but celebrity is not." Well, Harry doesn't have any regrets about leaving the royal family whatsoever and is really happy in Montecito, an insider told US Weekly. "He and Meghan are enjoying their new life in California, being a normal family and having the freedom to make their own decisions without anyone watching over them," added the pal. "Harry has grown in confidence since the move," said the source. "Harry isn't looking back, although he does miss his friends at home." Meanwhile, The Root asks, should Meghan's public humiliation be resolved privately? Royal sources certainly hope so. This story is about the lawsuit Meghan filed against the Mail. A source told The Times, "A trial would be traumatic for Meghan and Harry. It would expose palace operations. Members of staff would be dragged into it, onto the witness stands." The Times adds, "It might also mean a first face-to-face encounter between Harry and his father-in-law, who famously pulled out of attending the couple's 2018 nuptials at the last moment after infamously joining forces with the paparazzi. It's never boring around here." We'll be right back with more Palace Intrigue right after this. How might Brexit, not Megxit, Brexit, affect the royal family? Well, that's a question asked by Yahoo. Camilla Tominey, associate editor of the Daily Telegraph, says, "There's this sense that the royal family are ambassadors for Team GB, but that's going to be ever more important now that we have cut ties with the EU. No one packs a better soft power punch than the royal family. They can't be commercialized, but they can fly the flag, and that's what they are for." Meanwhile, CEO of Republic, Graham Smith, continued his campaign to abolish the monarchy, which would be bad for this podcast, so we're against this kind of thing. We also live in America, so we don't have to pay the taxes on any of this stuff. Smith told express.co.uk that the UK must stop allowing the royal family to spend taxpayer money on their lifestyles, homes, and travel expenses. "If there was a clear abuse of public money, then there would be some case for repayment, but we are talking about staggeringly large amounts of money. I think the best thing to do is simply draw a line under it and move on. We need to stop allowing them to spend public money on their own lifestyles, home, and travel. The taxpayer does not owe the royal family a living. There is no reason why the taxpayer should be paying for any of them." And let's finish the week with breakfast. Hello Magazine shares the favorite breakfasts of our favorite royals. Kate's breakfast is, of course, fantastic. The Duchess blends a combination of kale, spirulina, a type of algae, matcha, green tea leaves, spinach, romaine, cilantro, and blueberries together for a healthy morning drink. Just wonderful and worthy of a future queen. Meanwhile, what does Meghan eat when she wakes up in the morning with plans to take over the world? Her morning ritual starts with a cup of hot water and a slice of lemon, followed by her favorite breakfast of steel-cut oats, usually made with almond or soy milk, with bananas and agave syrup for sweetness. Exactly the sort of breakfast you expect Meghan Markle to eat. And there you have it. Follow us on Spotify or subscribe wherever you get your shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.